This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 147, entitled MGTOW and Loneliness. Description. This flyer describes how a MGTOW can compromise to some extent with a woman by Skyping her at a distance on a regular basis, thus getting a bit of female company without having a live-in nagging bitch on your butt. Now for the flyer itself. MGTOW and loneliness. I'm seriously considering going MGTOW this year. It's not certain. But if my current Chinese wife stays the same as she has been for the past few years, then I do not want to spend the rest of my life living with a mob, M-O-B, that's money over brains, bad-tempered bitch. I would rather go MGTOW. I'm nearly 70. My libido has pretty well dried up, so I don't need a woman sexually anymore. Even masturbation is becoming more and more infrequent due to lack of testosterone, a phenomenon fairly typical of men in their 70s. I can't share my intellectual interests, in brackets, PhD level pure math and math physics, and teaching these topics in YouTube lecture course videos to generate free education for the planet, close bracket, with women. Since women are not good at these topics and are not interested, plus the fact that women nag, so why bother with women? I'm taking this question more and more seriously. I can look at my father, who has been MGTOW for 30 years and seems quite happy. My mother was a real nagging bitch with whom I, at 18, had real verbal confrontations with, and so did my younger sister, in brackets, which came to physical violence with her mother, she told me, that is, my sister told me. I can understand why my father preferred to go MGTOW when she died and enjoyed a nagless existence from then on. He has not had a single girlfriend since then, that is, over a period of 3 decades. My one concern is that if I do go MGTOW, given that I live in China and have not bothered to master the language due to the horrible intellectual poverty of this culture, in brackets, e.g. a pathetic one science Nobel Prize winner, no world-class intellectuals preaching their new ideas on the world stage, ultra-conservative, the only country in the world that does not use an alphabet, no one reads in China, so different from Japan where I lived in the 90s. If you're in a bus, train, in the park in China, no one reads. If you do the same in Japan, half the people will be reading, which is a major reason why Japan shits on China as a grossly inferior country. A country that does not read will remain ignorant, backward, and poor, as China is. Close bracket. So, I have not bothered mastering the Chinese language, nor its stupid archaic writing system that requires memorizing thousands of squiggles instead of 2 dozen letters. There will be no reward, no payback for me to spend so much time learning this inferior writing system because the culture is so intellectually impoverished, so lacking in modern new ideas, remaining totally parasitic on the West for its ideas because it's incapable of generating any themselves. For me, the only good thing about China is its poverty. It's cheap to live here, so my US pension fund nest egg goes 6 times further due to my higher purchasing power. Now, I could live in any other third world dump of a country, so why China? Well, at least China has some redeeming features. It has an average IQ of 105, so is smarter on average than Europeans and Americans, and is growing fast, so is already the largest economy in the world, and will dominate the 21st century with its 1.4 billion people. But living in such a culture is painful when I have to interact with Chinese, so a decade ago I learned simply to not interact with them in order to stay relatively sane, calm and unstressed. If I go MGTOW in China, I may have nobody to chat with, and that could be a problem. So I have mixed feelings about going MGTOW as a Westerner in China, as a top worlder in the third world. By top worlder, I mean I speak the 3 languages of the world's top 4 cultures, US, Germany, UK, France. But there may be a solution. A suggestion, an idea, which might be of interest to MGTOWs reading this. I lived 8 years in Japan in the 90s. For most of that time, I had a Japanese girlfriend with whom I relied upon for most of my social life. We used to chat on the phone each weekday at the end of the working day for an hour. Saturday afternoons, we visited interesting places in Japan and met face to face once during the week. We kept this up for 8 years. even a year using Skype while I was a prof in the US, until she said I would have to work for her if she came to live in the US. At that suggestion, I exploded at her as a masculist, telling her in a verbally brutal terms, go back to Japan, you fucking Jap. I'm not going to be enslaved by a bloody female. Go back to your gender backwards shithole. And that was the end of that relationship. We exchanged a few emails over the years since then, in which she says she's lonely. She has two sons and grandkids, so she's not totally alone. My possible decision to go MGTOW this year will be influenced by several other factors. That is, how my current Chinese wife will behave once her menopausal craziness stops and she becomes hormonally calm like a man. If she stops her monthly moodiness, then I can tolerate her, and it's nice to have a bit of company when she's calm and logically reasonable. I don't tolerate female hysterics. I had too much of that with my damn mother, and as an adult, I will not be oppressed by a female like that again. I'm pretty sure my father thinks the same, because he has not had a girlfriend since she died 3 decades ago. It's nice to have someone to go on nightly walks with the dog, and to chat a bit with, so if my current wife does become calm once her menopause finally finishes, then I may just stay with her. If she continues to be a bad-tempered bitch, that is, if it's her nature not to be calm, and remains a stressing pain in the ass, then I will leave her. Millions of men do this, which accounts partly for why 40% of women in the US over 40 live alone. These women are being punished for being so unnice to men, resulting in men getting fed up with them and eventually deciding to leave them, to dump them, so that these women then rot on the shelf, leading lonely, miserable, manless, loveless, sexless half-lives. If my Chinese wife does calm down and becomes tolerable to be with, then I won't move out. But if I do move out, then I may face a loneliness problem, particularly given that I'm a top worlder living in the Chinese shithole, not interacting with Chinese, because doing so is too often very painful. The Chinese hate my condescension, and I hate the massive Chinese inferiorities. For example, its brutal dictatorship, 1,000 Lao Gai, that is, concentration camps of political prisoners, there's 3 to 5 million of them in China today, 80 million Chinese killed by Mao, internet censorship, intellectually sterile, uncreative, etc. So my idea is to re-contact my Japanese ex-girlfriend and to Skype with her on a regular basis, if she's free and willing. We did that together for 8 years, and it was very successful. We both enjoyed it, and always had plenty of things to chat about. We enjoyed each other's company. It was a pity that she had imbibed Jap gender roles, expecting a man to be her manslave, that exploded the relationship at the end. The Japs are known for their lack of creativity, in parentheses, scoring on average a standard deviation and a half lower on creativity tests than comparably advanced cultures. So it's not surprising that their gender roles are half a century behind the West, with their salaryman men working 11-hour days, 3-hour commute times, handing over their salaries to their fluffy housewives. In Japan, the husbands overwork and the wives play tennis. There's such a high degree of manslavery in Japan that the young male generation is refusing that role in droves. 2/3 of young Japanese men under 35 now refuse to marry, refuse to have kids, and spend their money on themselves. The Japanese population has already started to fall from 128 million at its height to 127 million today, and projected to fall by 1/3 in the next few decades as the baby boomers die off. The current birth rate in Japan is 1.4. that is, kids per woman, compared to the replacement rate of 2.1. So Japan is doomed. Do the math. My Japanese ex-girlfriend is a product of her culture and imbibed her culture's expectations that women have of men, that is, that men work for women, that men are manslaves for women. As a masculist, I utterly reject that, and it was that fundamental disagreement in gender role expectations that explosively blew us apart. But if we Skype each other regularly, then we may both overcome our loneliness problems without having to bother about gender roles. I'll stay in China because it's poor and I can live off my savings and not have to get a paid job so that I can concentrate on being a globicator, that's global educator, which is what I love doing. And she'll stay in Japan. We can socialize regularly by using Skype, perhaps daily, on the internet. That might solve several problems and help keep me sane. It's a definite possibility, because it worked so well in the 90s. So, to my MGTOW readers, consider the above idea as a way to be MGTOW and to benefit from some female company. MGTOWs are human beings, and human beings are social creatures. There are very few true hermits. We have a human need to be social. So by having a Skype girlfriend, one can benefit from the positive features that the MGTOW lifestyle offers, yet still have a bit of female company, which is quite a good compromise in my view. Consider it. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis, masculist, MGTOW, flyers.